Hi, Raimi.
Hi, Taylor.
Welcome to
Much Ado About Some Shit.
Yeah, say it louder with your mangled voice.
You're a fine frog voice that's happening.
Yep.
I've had like 3 people today tell me that I sound better.
I mean, this isn't good, but no. We're getting through
it. But it's better.
Hey, bronchitis, baby.
Bronchitis is a bitch.
It is.
Take your vitamins.
It is. Anyway, Raimi has a garbage show to walk me through.
It's more of my favorite garbage. It's Vanderpump Rules, baby.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's so bad.
Oh, my God, it's the worst. Okay.
Yeah, good Lord. Do you remember anything about what we did?
Absolutely not.
Perfect.
Sandoval trying to, kind of successfully worming his way back in.
Yeah.
The worm.
Unfortunately.
Worming his way in. Ariana's just off living her best life. Like,
yeah.
Get it.
She's doing a lot of brand deals.
And all of their mutual friends are justifying letting that shithead back into their life.
Yep, except for one person. Do you know who that person is?
Is it Lala?
Nope, it's not Lala.
Is it Katie?
Yeah, Katie. Katie is like, nuh-uh. Fuck the Toms.
I mean, I will say, I'm not on her side because she's very quick to condemn people.
Yeah.
And then keeps them condemned.
Yes.
In this case, it's coming in clutch.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Ariana needs some fucker on her side. All y'all suck.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Most of them are
bad friends. You do not pick the horrible cheater.
No.
My God. No. But he got your show renewed so you can keep making that that money. So.
Exactly. So the worm is having a pool party. Another pool party.
Another pool party. Yeah.
And we get a fun little glimpse of a bartender
that is credited as his friend. But this bartender went on TikTok.
Uh-huh.
And was like, no, I was paid to be there, but they still haven't paid me for my airtime.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, fun fact.
So, they just were like, yeah, he has friends.
Yeah, he's totally got friends.
Yeah, he's totally got friends. I love TikTok for that. That's
so
funny. Pay the fucking person.
Pay the people you said you were going to pay.
Yeah, that's rich people not paying people shit. I hate it.
Right. Because of this pool party, Ariana is sneaking out of the house. We'll talk about that in a minute. But instead, for a little bit, we see Katie and Lala meeting for lunch.
Okay.
They kind of had a tense moment.
Okay.
During our last episode. Because Katie was calling Lala out about basically flip-flopping.
Well, they all are, and it's shitty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Basically, the only ones that haven't really flip-flopped are Katie and Ariana.
Yeah.
Like.
Yep.
That's it. Poor Allie is just kind of there because of James. Which
who is
really
she again? Oh yeah, James' girlfriend.
James' girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah. Live-in girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Katie and Lala. They're meeting for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Katie lets Lala know that her trying to relate comes off like, I'm having it worse than you. Instead of like, being relatable.
Right.
They basically agree to move forward.
Okay.
And Katie apologizes to Lala, like, very sincerely. She's like, I'm so sorry that, like, that is how that went, and blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Lala gives her fuck all.
Yeah.
Tinky Winky is pissing me off for a lot of reasons at the moment.
Just, none of them know how to act.
No.
They have no loyalty to their friends.
It's some bullshit.
It's some bullshit. Fake friends.
So remember that that pool party we were having at via the worm?
Mm-hmm.
So the worm is trying to hit on some random girls that he met at See You Next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And he's being really, like, creepy and fucking cringe about it.
Yikes.
He tries to make this joke. He's like, yeah, I live with my roommate. Just, like, nothing serious. Like, a 10-year relationship. And, I crush potato chips and shove them under the door to feed her. Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah. It's fucked up.
What the fuck?
It's real fucked up.
Oh, my God. Just, wow.
Yeah.
Throw the whole man away.
Yeah, that would be the way to do things.
Oh,
but
my God.
We're not doing that.
I hate it here.
Same, but for other reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So Ariana wakes up to Anne cleaning up after Tom's party.
Okay.
And we get this fun little confessional from the worm saying that, oh, she just cleans what I don't get to like defend Anne cleaning shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get clips of how gross that the house is. Like, there are boxes everywhere. There's stuff piled on the kitchen table, like mm-hmm. shoes mm-hmm. and socks.
On a kitchen table?
On a kitchen table.
You pile them on the ground. What the fuck?
There's snacks, like, on the island in the kitchen, too. Like half-eaten bowls of Cheetos and shit.
Uh-huh.
It's nasty.
That's the kind of thing I'd start cleaning even if I didn't get paid for it and it wasn't my responsibility. Just like, holy
fuck. Well, yeah, but why is Anne cleaning this? Anne is his assistant.
Uh-huh.
I mean, because we know he's a
piece of shit.
That and misogyny is something also, that's going to come up.
Really, those are synonyms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sheena comes over and Ariana apologizes for how the Dancing with the Stars news got broken to Sheena.
Okay.
Because she got it, like, secondhand.
I mean, that's fair to apologize for. She knew that was something Sheena wanted. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. yeah, that's, I apologize for that just because It sucks. Sheena was never going to get it, but I feel for her. No, like,
and the way that Sheena thinks that she was going to get Dancing with the Stars was such bullshit, too. Because this week, stuff came out about how Sheena was banned from Dancing with the Stars. And she thought that meant that she was banned forever. She didn't find out she wasn't banned. She was only banned for 90 days from Dancing with the Stars, like, a couple weeks before she went to watch Ariana film Dancing with the Stars. So why are you taking dance lessons
when you're banned?
When you think you're banned for life from Dancing with the Stars. Yeah.
Did she just say that to, like, make everybody feel worse, probably?
About the being banned thing?
No, or about her not getting it.
Not getting
like,
it.
Like, before the banned stuff came out. Like, oh, yeah, I was practicing even. And it's like, no, you fucking weren't.
Like,
you thought
maybe
you were banned. Unless.
But at the same time, all of these people know how TV shows work.
Yeah.
They know that you don't just, like, kind of get a wink, wink, nudge, nudge of you're going to be casted on this fucking show. You're either casted or you're not.
Yeah.
Especially something like Dancing with the Stars. You have to be established.
I feel, Sheena, time for new therapist, babes.
Yeah, probably. 1 year,
time to be honest with the new therapist.
That'd be helpful. It's another she would be so much better off not being on this show.
Truly. I think at this point, the best thing for everyone would be for this show to end.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Just
but it's not going to.
Put this dead horse out of
Lisa is going to drag this dead horse behind her. Her name is on the fucking show. This is her fault.
She already put her name on other shows so that we can maybe kill the dead horse finally.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But we'll see.
I don't know. She's forcing Tom back into this group because he kept the show alive with his terrible, terrible, terrible decisions.
Yeah.
And awful personality.
Yeah.
Then the rest of them are falling into line because they're also terrible.
Yeah.
Look, you cannot claim to be friends with both if one cheats on the other and you just keep being friends with the cheater. Like, I'm sorry. I'm best friends with you and your husband, independent of one another. If one of you cheated, that would change.
Cool. I'm glad that that's what you were going to say.
No.
Where's this going? Okay.
It's that I love both of you, and one of you, like, turned into a psychopath that would be like, nope.
Yeah.
We're not playing that game.
That's totally fair.
And it would be hard and it would hurt, but no.
Yeah. One thing to keep in mind, though, is if you decide, hey, I'm not going to film with you because you cheated on Isaac, like, that doesn't mean lost income for you.
True.
That means lost income for Tinky Winky and...
That's true.
Sheener.
You know, just the pain of lost friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, just actual emotional turmoil.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, we apologize for Dancing with the Stars. I yelled about that. Sheena also asks Ariana how she would feel if years from now she was friends with the worm.
Sheena, you are already friends with the worm again. Let's not fucking pretend.
Ariana is like, she knows that this is Sheena trying to soften the blow.
Yeah. Like, okay, well, I guess we're done. Because you showed who you're friends with.
Yeah, exactly.
You showed who you value and who you respect, and it's not me, so bye.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Could rant about this, but I've basically said everything.
Yeah.
It would just be...
We have to wait until... There's I don't know if we'll get to it today, but very soon we're going to get to it, and I'm gonna go off.
Okay.
I'm going to go off.
All right, anyway, let's go.
Worm is out at a bar with Lala, Sheena, and Schwartz.
Mm-hmm.
When guess who walks in?
Who?
Katie and Ariana.
Awesome.
Yeah. Ariana is basically like, I can't let him just have all the friends.
No.
Still. Like, yeah. I'm going to go out to the things that people invite me out to, and if he's there, okay.
Yep.
Like.
Yeah, no, don't let him fucking win.
Yeah. Yeah, he's awful. So.
Shit.
Yeah, he is. He's a piece of shit.
So mad.
Lala says Ariana is trying to claim her friends, and that Lala is, like, very here for Ariana claiming her friends, because Lala would rather look at Ariana than the worm.
Okay, then fucking do that.
Right? Like, no one's forcing you hang out with Sandoval.
No.
Like,
you are making that choice.
Yeah. The only reason that that's even kind of forcing your hand a little bit is because you get paid more the more you film.
Yep.
But you can say no to that. Like,
and the more of you go to Ariana, camera follows you, baby.
Exactly. Like,
ugh.
Just hang out with Ariana.
God. No, don't. She deserves better than you bitches.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't hang out with Ariana. No. She deserves actual friends.
Yes. Is it at this bar? No, it's elsewhere.
Different bar.
Allie tells the girls that she's going to read Joe's chart.
Okay.
Do you remember who Joe is? I don't have her on the slide right now, but I will have her on the slide.
Was she the worm's friend?
No. Well, yes.
The hairdresser?
Yes. But that's mostly Schwartz's friend.
Oh, different Tom.
Yep.
I kind of forgot he was here.
Fair. Remember he had a backbone for 2 seconds?
Yeah, that was exciting.
Yeah.
Shame it's over.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Slipped right out.
Exactly. So Joe is a hairdresser that has been in Schwartz's life for a while when Schwartz moved out of the house with Katie when they got divorced. Joe didn't move in with Schwartz, but like she was living there
a lot.
Yeah.
Sleepovers.
Uh-huh. And, like, takes their dogs out for walks and shit, too.
Damn. I mean, good for the dogs. Get as many walks as you can, yeah. But...
So Allie is going to read Joe's astrology chart.
Okay.
Katie is not fond of the idea because Katie feels like Joe has kind of infiltrated her life. When the divorce between Katie and Schwartz was publicized...
Mm-hmm.
Joe sent Katie a text message that was like, good for you, girl. I'm proud of you. And then moved in with her fucking ex. Like, it's just weird.
It's weird. And it does suck if, like, there's somebody you're not too keen on that just keeps showing up because of mutuals. It's like, oh, good. They're here again.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I thought. Maybe we'd be without them this time, but nope, they're here. They're
still here, baby. Yeah.
Yep, that's tough.
Yeah. Sheena tries to get Tom, the worm, to realize that he has hurt people.
He's never going to realize it. He is a sociopath and literally can't understand that.
Yeah.
Hear me, armchair psychologist, pop psychology buzzwords, etc. I do know the actual definition of a sociopath, though, and he really seems to fit it.
That's fair.
Granted, I'm not allowed to make diagnoses. Don't listen to me. I'm just mad on the internet.
Yeah.
But goddamn.
But it really seems like it. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So Sheena is like, you just need to apologize, which Sheena, of all people, is trying to get him to be more aware of himself.
Sheena.
Okay, Sheena.
You were doing better for a while there, honey. You gotta go back to therapy.
Some people, okay, it's also my favorite joke at the moment, but anytime something happens right now in the zeitgeist, like, for instance, the whole Watcher ordeal.
Yeah.
So, like, that whole thing happened, and then the Vanderpump Rules fandom is all like, oh my god, has anybody thought about how that's gonna affect Sheena?
Yeah, it's, no, she was doing better. She's fallen back on old bad habits.
Yep.
Time to go back to therapy.
Exactly.
We'll always root for people's emotional health.
Over bullshit.
Yeah, and this ain't it.
No, not at all. So because Sheena is telling him all of this, the worm feels like he's being the scapegoat in this whole situation.
You're not the scapegoat if It's literally your fault. You're the one who fucked up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be your own Patsy.
No.
You did this.
That's just what the Toms have been doing for, like, 12 years. Truly. Is they've been each other's Patsy.
But now it's all you. You were the mastermind and the Patsy, mm-hmm. and now you have to deal with it.
Schwartz was the Patsy in some instances. Yeah, this, no. But guess what?
Yeah.
He's not the one who fucked Rachel.
Right.
So.
Oh, my God.
He and only even if he did
fuck Rachel... He didn't break up a 10-year relationship
exactly.
over it.
He and was now, already divorced.
And then also get blocked.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Awkward.
Anyway, so the worm raises his voice at Sheena. So she leaves. She's like, I'm not doing
yeah,
this.
Yeah, fuck
I'm
no.
Out.
Do not sit there and let the worm yell at you.
No. This man has
the
no
walk away.
Moral high ground on you whatsoever.
No. Also, don't yell at people. That's
yeah.
gross.
Uh-huh.
Don't do that.
I mean, Sheena is definitely questionable at times.
Yes, but also just general rule of thumb for healthy people, don't yell at other people. That is
yeah.
not an effective way to communicate,
no.
and all it's going to do is cause more harm and more disrespect. Mm-hmm. Don't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, so Sheena's like, bye, I'm out.
Yep.
Yep. Fuck y'all.
Yep.
James then calls the worm out.
Good.
And worm says that he's not going to grovel anymore and leaves the bar.
You've literally never groveled. You
no,
have
not
acted
once.
Like you were the victim of this entire situation.
Entire situation.
Boohoo, poor you. Never apologized, never shown an ounce of remorse. Just, wah, everybody's mad at me because I did something terrible.
Yeah.
But I don't want consequences.
Oh, no, the consequences of my actions.
Yep.
Love to see
gonna
it.
Need a whamulance.
So the next day, mm-hmm. Sheena and Brock argue about childcare.
Okay.
In front of Summer.
Oh, don't.
Which pisses me off
yeah.
because of who I am and how I grew up as a person.
Yeah, no, I will never be comfortable with people fighting in front of their children.
It's just awkward.
It's awkward. I was about to say everyone's had the experience. Hopefully not.
Hopefully not.
Just like going in your room while mom and dad fight in the living room.
Yeah.
Even if it's not raised voices, it's like the tension is suffocating and it's creeping through the walls.
Yes. So I grew up evangelical, so and I'm pretty sure I've talked about this a little bit, but
yeah.
the wives of the pastors at my church would do this scary shit where they would, like, they wouldn't yell, but they would, like, yell under their breath towards their kids, and it was so fucking scary.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, yeah.
Just...
yeah, it's just like, ooh.
No, no,
and
no,
then, yeah,
no.
It just gets worse the more I think about it.
Yep, anyway, let's move back
anyway,
to the terrible people on the television
On the
screen.
Television. Worm wants to apologize to Katie, even though I did nothing wrong.
That's not an apology.
Because he wants to make Sheena happy.
None of this is good.
No.
None of this is good. You're apologizing to the wrong person, not admitting you did anything wrong, and doing it for somebody else.
Yep.
That's 0 for 3, my guy.
Yeah. This whole man is 0 for 0. Whole life.
Truly. I said, throw the whole man away.
Yeah.
Why are we still talking about this?
That's a good question. Make him go away. Let me see Katie and Ariana open their sandwich shop.
I would love that show. Girls, if you're trying to get out of this terrible situation, we will watch your show.
Yeah.
Please.
Do
escape.
It. Anyway.
Anyway.
Katie is over at the house to help Ariana set up for a game night.
Okay.
And the worm comes down to the kitchen. So Ariana bolts up to her room, leaving Katie behind. And the worm apologizes to Katie in the worst non-apology way, probably. It's so non-important, I didn't even write it down.
No, it's a nothing burger.
Because what is important is what Katie says, which I did write down.
Give it to me.
Katie says it's just words, tells Worm that Katie, she walked away from her marriage even though she still loved Schwartz. She says that Schwartz would never feel the same way and that she loved Schwartz more than he would ever love in his life.
She does feel big feelings.
Uh-huh. Well, and Schwartz is so incapable of a genuine emotion.
That would require some form of backbone to stand
yeah.
up for that.
Uh-huh.
Like, it takes a lot to feel big feelings.
Yeah.
And you need a spine.
Yeah, and he just don't have one.
He don't have one.
At all. Katie says all of this, and then Worm says, well, I can't do anything or people judge me.
We've been judging you because you haven't done anything.
Exactly.
Except for the big, terrible
thing
you did.
The one thing that you did that you didn't apologize for.
Yeah. So, fuck you.
Yeah. So it doesn't end on a great note.
No.
Worm basically just goes back upstairs, and then Ariana comes back down, and they have their game night, and it's lovely.
All right. Good for them.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
Worm is all upset that Raquel wants nothing to do with him.
Almost like you're toxic as hell.
Yeah.
And no one should be around
Wild.
You.
He is so upset that he sobs in his closet while Schwartz is in the room. It's really funny.
Normally I'd be sympathetic.
I don't have sympathy
but I'm
for
not,
this man.
Not for this man.
Yeah.
Nope. Not for this one. In this case, it's only funny.
Tom Schwartz nor Tom Sandoval. I don't give a shit about either of them.
Nope.
The ice is thin with you, James Kennedy. Anyway.
Yeah, he's been real shit in the past, but he's been the least problematic man in the show for a while, so.
So, you know.
The bar is on the floor, but.
There has been a lot of allegations about James being abusive. Yeah.
Throw the whole show away.
It also sucks because James is the best fucking character and has been for a couple of seasons at this point.
Uh-huh.
Like, he is the funniest character out of everybody for a long time. So it's really upsetting.
Yeah, just throw the whole show away.
Exactly. Yep. Throw it all. Allie reads Joe's chart.
Okay.
And
doing
says
the dang thing.
That her and Schwartz's chart is very much of like a friendship bond.
Mm-hmm.
You can see Joe's little light kind of dim a little at that.
I feel like Allie is low-key like, and we're gonna end this.
It's very awkward. We'll get into it in a different episode, most likely.
Amazing.
The Toms,
mm-hmm.
James, and Brock, Sheena's husband,
mm-hmm.
all meet up at Tom-Tom.
Tom-Tom.
And you want to guess what old, both literally and figuratively, character comes through the doors?
The only one I remember is Jax.
Yep.
God damn it.
Jax fucking Taylor rolls up.
The one who got kicked off the show because he was a racist piece of shit.
He was a racist piece of
shit. Who made the worm look good.
Who made the worm look good. Who told Lisa Vanderpump that it was his show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did see, against my will, as all these things are.
What did you see?
A promo for the show that he is now on.
Yeah.
Which revels, apparently, per its marketing, in that it got all the worst people.
Yeah.
It seems really hyped that it got the absolute trash that nobody wanted to see anymore.
Literally, yeah. I mean, it's Jax and Brittany uh-huh. and Kristen Doty, uh-huh. which I wouldn't mind seeing Kristen. However, and I know a lot of people are excited to see Kristen back
I
on their TVs.
I don't know who that is. But
Kristen was on the show.
Okay.
Kristen was Sandoval's first girlfriend.
I'm willing to believe that.
Perfect. Kristen was the one that he apologized to by taking her to a Korean barbecue restaurant, which is very much a lot of meat. And Kristen
and
has been
vegetarian
since she was like 12.
It's coming back a little bit.
I know a lot of people are really excited to see Kristen on their TV. Again, Kristen is clearly much healthier not being filmed. So I'm happy for her. She looks a lot happier.
I remember her now. She drove me nuts.
Yeah.
Okay. And I was happy when she and Jax went away.
Yep.
And
now they're back. Now they have their own fucking spinoff.
We have to move on from this or I'm going to
But I mean,
freak out.
That's what the end of this episode is. It's the backdoor pilot to the Valley is what the show is called.
Ew. I mean, look, I guess if you're a terrible person, get in Lisa Vanderpump's orbit because she'll put you on TV and never let you go. No matter what you do, you'll come back on television.
Even if you're Kristen fucking Doty, who she hates.
Uh-huh.
She hates Kristen.
And yet,
she's got a show.
She put her back on TV?
Yep.
Instead of finding new terrible people.
Uh-huh. Even though we have more Lisa Vanderpump shows in the pipeline, Vanderpump Villa is coming. It is imminent. The fun thing about Jax coming back is we get this amazing camera shot of him walking through Tom Tom. And the faces of people, like, extras who are literally just there to have dinner.
Uh-huh.
Realizing what's happening is so fucking good. There's people just like, it's Jax. we didn't really talk much about what's going on with Ariana and the worm in the house, right?
Or do you recall? We haven't. I think just they both want it was where we left off.
Okay.
Which, yeah, nobody wants to move. It sucks.
Sandoval is trying to buy Ariana out of the house. And this is the first time in the season we really get him saying that.
Okay.
Outright. Across the hall, Ariana is having a conversation with Tom's assistant, Anne,
mm-hmm.
and asking if she knows anyone looking for an assistant gig. And Anne asks if she can be in the running. Yeah.
Anne, bless you.
She's a fucking superhero.
Innocent bystander.
Yeah.
She's just here to...
she gets just... confessionals, so she is at least getting paid for the show.
Good.
Too.
Okay,
so there's that.
That's good.
But yeah.
Girl, like, it's one thing to take an assistant job between an upset married couple. Like, that's... Look... You're trying to get your coin. I get it.
Yeah.
We all have bills to pay, but like, this is an extra shitty thing. So just way to go, Anne.
Yeah.
We love you.
Okay, so Lala and Schwartz meet up, and Schwartz admits to making out with Sheena forever ago during a rocky time between him and Katie. And Katie may not know about this.
Well, she does now.
You know why? Because Lala decides it's her thing to tell Katie.
I forgot that Lala is the random information distributor.
Which like is weird because it should be Sheena, because pretty soon here, we're going to find out Sheena has like 52 people's locations on her phone. And she tracks them and she looks at them. She'll just be like, oh, where's so-and-so? Oh, that's funny. They're at so-and-so's house. Guess whose location she never had. Yeah.
Granted, I have never done location sharing. It freaks me out, but, you know.
I only know how to do it on Snapchat.
Yeah.
And even then, like, it's only helped me freak out once because it was that time I called you
because
husband wouldn't answer
exactly,
my 15 phone calls.
I knew exactly what scenario.
His ass was asleep.
God, he sleeps like the dead. Uh-huh. Yep, I remember that. I knew exactly what you were going to reference when you said that.
That's the only time I've ever looked at that.
Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm going to a thing where it's like, hope I don't get murdered here, I send people the address.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is the location I'm going to.
Yeah.
If you never hear from me again, start there.
If location sharing was more of a thing during my hoe days, I definitely would have done it.
Sure, but
it really wasn't, so.
No, and I'm just... And I'm just a more private person.
Fair.
So, I just... No, I don't know.
I made some poor choices, so.
Yeah, it's
anyway.
Fine. It's fine.
So Lala decides that it's her thing to tell Katie. Katie is obviously, like, really confused about this. She's like, why the fuck are you telling me this? Like, why isn't Sheena Schwartz telling me?
We're divorced.
Yeah. Like, we've been divorced for, like, almost 2 years at this point.
Like...
And this happened supposedly, so she thinks it may have been in, like, 2013.
Oh, my God.
When he said he made out with one of Sheena's friends.
Oh, but it was actually Sheena.
But it was actually Sheena.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been almost, it's been 11 years at this point.
I forgot that Lala just immediately tells anybody anything the second she gets the information.
Like, what's the point? This isn't your shit to share, dude.
No, well, beyond that, what reaction are you gonna get? It's been an eternity and they're not together anymore.
Exactly.
Just like, oh, cool, he did something else shitty.
Yeah. Like, all
somebody
this
else's problem now
is to cast some doubt on Sheena and their friendship. And, like...
I mean, she's already done that herself in taking back the worm.
Exactly.
Like, she's proven she's not their friend.
Exactly.
Like, we don't need further evidence.
Yeah.
She has provided it all.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, so James is DJing at a club that everybody comes to. Sheena then basically spells out why she doesn't like Joe. Joe was an accomplice to Rachel cheating on the worm. Or cheating with the worm.
Mm-hmm.
Joe drove Raquel up to Big Bear, where Schwartz and Sandoval were that weekend. And then hung out with them that weekend. So, like, it's pretty fucking obvious.
Yeah, she knew what was going on.
Ariana then spells out why she doesn't like Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Joe was at the Thanksgiving prior to the affair coming out while the affair was happening.
Oh, boy.
Joe leaves James's DJing set because she's being bullied.
People not liking you isn't bullying you.
No, and
innately.
When this moment happens, Joe is obviously very uncomfortable, which I get.
Uh-huh.
But also, she's got these, like, very pretty braids in her hair, and Sheena is like, why are you wearing a hat? You're a hairdresser. Show off your hair.
Yeah, you're on TV.
There's that, number one. Number two, she's like, meh, these girls are, like, being mean to me. And it's like, they're being mean to you because you were an accomplice in their friend fucking this girl's boyfriend.
Willingly went along with something that would hurt them.
Yeah.
They don't have to be nice to you.
You were at Schwartz's place all the time while Sandoval and Raquel were banging in that apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
That, yep, nope.
Sorry, get over it. Not everybody's gonna like you.
No. It's, yeah. People are allowed to not like you. You can just not talk to them if it bothers you so much.
It's mostly Katie. Katie at one point said that she had, like, crackhead energy. Katie, not a great thing to say.
Okay, Katie goes really hard.
Katie goes really hard.
I often don't agree with Katie because it's like, whoa.
They call Joe a rat girl in this episode, and I'm like, yeah. She is not beating the rat girl allegations.
No.
Sorry.
I mean, no. But also, you know, don't call people names. It's rude.
Yeah,
but Katie's too. Katie's rude. She's rude. I'm just, yeah. The only reason I'm saying go Katie right now is because she is literally the only person on her friend's side.
Yeah. Yep.
Like Jesus Christ.
That's the only thing about Jill that I have left. The other stuff is more about Sheena and Schwartz, so.
All right. Well, on that note, what are we doing next week, Rami?
We have very few episodes of this season left, so we're gonna fucking ball through Couple to Thruple.
Hell yeah.
For next week,
mm-hmm.
and then we're going straight back into Vanderpump Rules.
Yep.
And finishing this season.
Sounds good. So, all right.
We're professionals.
Almost done with season two, baby.
Yeah.
And we're gonna have a break. Thanks so much, you guys, for watching and listening. We appreciate it.
Especially
you.
If you made it all the way through this bullshit with my voice.
Yeah, thank you. She's sick. It's not her fault.
Yeah.
Special shout out to our patrons.
Emma, Florence, and Meg.
Thanks so much, guys. We appreciate you. We appreciate everyone for listening.
Yes.
And we will see you all next week. Bye.